Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And the program manager, actually, do you have a new title now?
I do. I'm the research manager now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably came with a big fat raise, too. But Marnie Werner, I'm just teasing you. Marnie Werner is here with us today. And the legislative session starts on Tuesday.
It does.
And
February 12th.
It's going to be interesting because there's some unfinished business from the last mm-hmm. session. As we know, one of the big topics of conversation leading up to this session has been transportation.
Right.
And how we're going to deal with all of that, because transportation is a huge piece of the puzzle, especially after the collapse of the Interstate 35W bridge in downtown Minneapolis, and how that's taken a fairly high profile. And
right. Yeah. Well, yeah, the big unfinished bills of last session were the transportation bill and the tax bill. And of course, over the summer now, we've had the bridge collapse, so that's really put transportation in the front and center everything.
Absolutely. And the governor has come around to talk about, you know, some ways to deal with transportation, and has suggested that bonding is a way to solve the issue, particularly dealing with bridges. And certainly from an infrastructure standpoint, as somebody who uses the roads a lot, I can say, yeah. I want the bridges to be safe. I'm pretty sure of that.
Well, the governor's proposing a $1 billion bonding bill this session, and about 40% of that is going for transportation, and he wants to spend about half of that 40% on bridges. He's talking about fixing 600 to 700 bridges in the state. And so that's a pretty big infusion of cash.
Absolutely. And now, I know some of the other bonding items actually benefit our immediate area here in Mankato. I think, going back to Minnesota Department of Transportation, I think they're getting within that proposal, they're finally getting their new building, I think, in Mankato.
Yep, the building, the transportation building, is once again in the bonding bill. And just in general, funding for repairing local roads, and that's of, you know, particular interest to rural Minnesota, because the rural economy really runs on its roads. We move everything by truck. And so you have to have roads that are, you know, up to capacity, that are able to handle that kind of heavy traffic, especially as we start talking, you know, more ethanol plants in the south and the big paper mills and more iron ore moving up in the north.
Absolutely. Now, typically, what's interesting is that there would normally, this legislative session would be relatively short, usually just some sort of housekeeping things. And
right,
moving
yeah.
on, it's usually the bonding
Since it's the second year of a two-year session, it starts a little later, February 12th. It is required to be done by the Constitution by, I think it's May either 20th or 21st, by midnight. And so we'll see if they get done by that time. The bonding bill is the big responsibility of the session this year, so we'll see what happens.
Well, thanks, Marnie. We'll be keeping an eye on that. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.